Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
That nigga be living like GTA.
He the kid, boys.
Laura, mute your mic because I'm in here recording.
Okay.
You hear me? All right. Yeah, yeah. Don't have the whole house listening to me either, girl.
Okay.
I'm in the banner with a brick, I feel like Tony with his cane. Niggas get the pocket watch it when the profits ain't the same. I'ma pull a Rick, go to the hood and take it off the frame. You a suicidal nigga if you jump in front of this train. I'ma run off in your trap and lay it down like Jesse James. I was starving niggas out the hood and give them work to slang. I'm an artist, so the picture that I vision ain't the same. I done hit the trap so hard, I think the neighbors know my name. If you pull up with 600, you get 7 grams of pain. You can serve the connoisseurs and be happy. Niggas working out the sewer, selling soul for petty chains. I be breaking bread.
Big and Lazy podcast. We back.
We back again.
I'm Big. B Fines.
I'm Lazy. My fault, my brother.
We got a special guest. Chicken Valley G High. What's up, man?
What's good? What's good with y'all?
Man, just trying to keep on pushing, my brother.
Operating through life.
Yes, sir.
What was the name of that joint? That was Song of the Day, man. I'm going to let him tell him about the name song of the day.
That right there, that was called FaceTime Flow. That little girl in the beginning, that was my daughter.
Ah, okay.
I named it FaceTime Flow because when she called me, I was in the studio. And I let her watch me do it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
So don't let the whole house listen.
You
feel me? So you recorded that at the crib?
No, I recorded at the studio. I was on FaceTime with her. She was in the crib.
Okay.
And that's an exclusive, man. That's a Big and Lazy exclusive.
That ain't even out yet.
I ain't going to lie. That sounds like some of the hardest shit we done heard, Big.
I appreciate it, bro.
Real talk, bro. That's some hot shit. So we always ask, especially the local artists, the artists that we know, what you think what's in the way of an artist like yourself really pushing through the door? Because as you heard, I mean, shit, that shit was evident that the city got heat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know you've been doing it for a minute. So what you think is stopping you from getting all the way over the hump and going national, if that's what they want to call it, you know?
Shit, yeah, support.
Right.
Like, you know, shit, when you a woman in the army, you got to fight harder.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't got a bunch of motherfuckers behind you trying to fuck with you while you trying to get your shit out there. Shit.
Right.
Who going to know? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Like we say that every episode, though, that it's support.
Like, if I had somebody, you know what I'm saying, a group of motherfuckers who pump my shit like I'm pumping my shit.
Street team.
Motherfucker, mm-hmm. Yeah, a team, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Street team, you know, internet team, however you call it, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right.
So how would you describe the local scene? Like, how would you, is it, you know, how would you describe the sound? Or like, how would you do?
I think the local scene, man, look, I think it's shitty.
Mm-hmm.
I think the local scene is shitty. I think it's shitty as fuck.
For how long have you think it's been shitty?
You
think it's ever been a time that it's like, nigga, it's a lot of artists out here really pumping some good music through the city?
Let me reword it. It's like, you know, worldwide, motherfucker gonna be like, well, Louisville got talent, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Which we do, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But when you in the industry and you able to hear more what's out here than what's out there
right.
already,
right.
then that shit hit different. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, a lot of this shit's bull. A lot of these niggas is, you know, trying to sound like somebody else. You feel me?
I think that's a lot of, like, T-Pain called it out. Like, everybody's trying to chase that algorithm, that same little go viral. Like,
yeah.
But I don't know, man. We need some timeless music, but
I think that shit's over with.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? You got certain artists that you can really fuck with on that level. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, on a personal level, to me, when, you know, as an artist and a fan, my favorite type of artist is a person is the one that I feel like, nigga, I know that nigga, even if he don't know me.
Yeah.
Nigga, he the music he done put out or she done put out or, you know what I'm saying? Even back to R&B, that shit was hitting different then.
Yeah.
It's nothing that's sticking now because it's not personal.
It's watered down.
You know what I'm saying? You know, Summer Walker them R&B, the females fuck with that because it's more it's personal shit that she's speaking on. You know what I'm saying? But as far as timeless, it's over with.
Yeah.
I think, like, would you think in, like, 20 years, you see how, like, a lot of today's music is sampled from the 80s and 90s and maybe mm-hmm. in the early 2000s. Like, do you think in 20 years that, like, 15 years, like, artists will be sampling, like, today's music? Like, would it have that longevity? Could you see that? Like, I see NL Chopper. He just sampled Nelly's Hot in Here. Like, yeah. It's like, I cut on, I don't really listen to the radio much. When I do, I'm like, damn, this is all... You know what I mean? Like
it was trash, too, though.
Yeah.
It was trash. It was horrible.
that was a little...
I was like, damn.
Uh-huh. See, I think that's when we making a mockery of the shit now. It's like... Now, I seen a clip when Prince said, he said, man, the sample game is crazy now. He said, because pretty soon we going to be sampling the sample, which is cool. I'm all with that. You know what I'm saying?
That's what we're doing now.
I'm with that old school feel on the beat. But if it's trash, like Bruh said, it's trash. Yeah. It's really fucking up the game for, say, a nigga like you drop some shit and you really pushing it. Now they got a nigga out here that's spinning all over the internet over this bullshit.
Cause I follow this one dude on, I didn't know a lot of stuff with Sam, but I forgot his page, but he's on IG and like he just goes back. That's all he does is just find like samples. Like not trying to expose him, but it's like just putting people on game and like, it's so much. A lot of that 90s rap was just sampled by like some rock bands in the 70s. Definitely. And not like some
but,
shit like.
That was an organic sample though.
That was that was like, the time too.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, that mm-hmm. was organic. Samples gonna be getting used over and over.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? 20 years later, they be using the same samples.
Like your boy said with 3-6 Mafia, DJ Powell, he said, man, really, I wake up to emails clearing songs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But let's go back to timeless music. That's not that far long ago, but it's like, shit, that shit was timeless. You feel me? And I fuck with people like Glorilla. She I think she did the Suck a Nigga Dick or something.
Yep.
Yeah. You feel me?
That shit was tough because it was tough.
But is her track timeless, though?
No.
Nah, hell.
That's what I'm saying. It's tough for the moment.
It should be gone in 5 months.
Come you on. Know what I'm saying? But I think a lot of this shit is just for quotes, too. It's just for the internet. Like we always say, the internet fucked up a lot. It fucked up people's... I think people's listening ears or something is even dumbed down because some niggas, I'd be like, damn, you like that? And they'd be like, yeah, I like that shit's hard. And he did this and he did that. I'm like, man, that shit's weak.
Man, the whole generation is dumbed down.
Yeah.
So what you think it is, you can put this in the aspect of life or music, loyalty or respect. You think it's more of the loyal fans out here that, you know what I'm saying, they like the music, but they call them old heads if they like the music and they don't, you know what I'm saying, they ain't paying no respect. That's an old head. He don't know what he talking about. That shit, he don't know that this shit is the new shit, but that shit's weak.
Like, which one would you rather, like, which one's more important to you, loyalty, like, or respect? Like, which one, like, in any, like, not in music, like, in life, like, which one
right
is more important to you, like, loyalty or respect?
Man, that's a nice one.
Yeah,
it is.
Loyalty, I respect shit.
Because
loyalty.
Because you gotta you gotta think loyalty is everything. Yeah. If I'm loyal to you as a friend or an artist or a fan, or you know.
But let's say, can you be loyal?
Just because you respect me don't mean that you ain't gonna disrespect me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Loyal, that's a one-way street right there.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You can't put no cut on loyalty. You know,
right.
You know what loyalty is, you know what lies with it, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But respect, shit, I respected the nigga, but you know what I'm saying? I still had to get him. You know what I mean?
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
That shit.
Yeah, I respect you, but if a bitch throw me a pussy, I'm gonna take it.
Definitely.
We'll dab each other up, but
come on, man.
Definitely. I think both of them have a mutual ground.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, if we're talking about being men, you know what I'm saying? If I say I love you, that should be a different respect. You should expect some shit from me if I say I love you. You know what I'm saying? As a friend or in a relationship, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people take that shit for granted. You know what I'm saying? That's why I think the generation of dating is fucked up because it's like, ain't no
it's
common
crazy,
ground.
Bro. Like, I don't. Yeah. It's a single man, especially a single man with no kids, bro. Like, I'm not putting up no
why you think you ain't
shit.
Got no kids though, Brody? You know? It ain't like you ain't been out here.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I done bought a couple contracepts, a couple, you know, plan Bs, but I don't know. And like the woman that I was trying to, I can say trying to have kids with, but the woman that I was trying to have kids with, thank fucking God dodged a bullet because she is fucking, but I don't know. I got my niece and nephew. I got like I got kids with no baby mamas, so I got the best of both worlds. Cause some of the guys be going through with their baby mamas.
Do you want kids though?
Nah, not really. I ain't going.
Turn minds up.
Nah, I don't really.
Ain't nothing wrong with kids.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. It's a blessing, but I just
I think when we was young, we would have went. I always wanted kids in a way, but I think when we was young, we looked at it as a. Now they like bills. They like cute ass bills. You know what I'm saying? Like
man.
Uh-huh. Like, I fuck with my kids. I love my kids. But when people say, man, I just want to be ready to have kids, man, I feel you.
You better be financially ready, too.
Yeah, because I feel you.
It's a recession out here, man.
Man, listen, man, I just spent $1,500 yesterday at the mall.
You know what I'm saying?
For 2 kids.
Just think how we was when we was young.
It is, bro.
Yeah,
just think how we was young, bro. We was like, damn, we about to go back to school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Get some new shoes, new nothing. I never once looked at my mama and was like, shit, you got it, right? These kids now, like my son, we walking through the mall. He's like, I need this for school, that for school. And none of this shit is pertaining to learning nothing.
It's a fashion show now.
I'm like, bro.
It is, ain't it?
Yeah. That's why I would rather my kids go to school to wear a uniform.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That makes it easy.
Definitely it do. It do. And that ain't even on no broke shit. That's some smart shit. Yeah. Like, why the fuck? This motherfucker don't have no job, no nothing. They should wear a uniform. Because we grew up wearing uniforms.
Come on, man.
Central was like the only school.
Yeah.
They didn't have uniforms.
As I didn't get older, I see why, like, and understand, like, wearing uniforms for kids is a lot financially. And, like, some kids, you know, come from bad backgrounds. They can't afford, you know, nicer.
Right.
They kind of, I ain't going to say even the playing field, but it kind of, you know.
Right.
Because Nari, shit, she wants $25 every time we go to the store. Like,
shit, I used to wear my same uniform pants twice, nigga. They never knew.
On everything.
Hey.
On everything.
If you say you never did, you a motherfucking liar.
Come on, man.
You a motherfucking
liar. Two times, 2 days in a row, nigga. At lunch, nigga. Make a song.
Get that real talk.
You feel me?
And I'm going to tell you something. I had parents that had decent bread, but you don't get rewarded for shit that you supposed to do. Don't come in here with good grades saying, can I get Jordans? Nah, nigga, that's what you supposed to do, nigga.
Right.
You feel me? Now, you're going to have to take care of your shit until about Christmas.
Man, kids get so many school shoes. I got a perfect start to school. Got some Timberlands for Christmas time. And if I got lucky, I probably got one around tax time and maybe Derby. These kids want two or three pairs coming out the gate.
Man, we talking about it, bro. You dodged a bullet for real because you ain't got to worry about back to school. None of that shit for real. Like for your niece and nephew.
Yeah, you can do it out of real love.
That's out of love. Yeah.
Not out of like, I got to, nigga. You mind.
Right.
But I tell you one thing, though. It's a blessing to have kids, but if you ain't raising your kids, it's pointless if you having children. That's why these kids are so lost now, because it's like, it don't matter how fucked up it was back in the day, we had some amount of structure. So if a nigga leave the house, nigga, you know to respect your elders. I seen the most disrespectful niggas never disrespect a situation or a elder, or you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, I be seeing so many kids. People be having kids, 5-6 kids, and don't know these they kids' personalities and.
Bro,
ain't no role models around.
That's what it seems like.
These women are raising the kids these days
by themselves, bro. Like, and
you know what I'm saying? You can almost tell who got that. How can I put it? That feminine attitude, man.
Mm-hmm.
Be the niggas that blow up real quick.
Yeah,
yelling, screaming. Can't get nothing across to them like a bitch.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Won't bust windows out and shit. Like, bro, come on.
Well,
facts.
If you was raised by a bitch, you know what I'm saying?
Facts. But I mean, even niggas that we know had got two fathers, it's like you see the structure at least. Some niggas are just fucked off.
Yeah.
You feel me? I feel like if niggas that really know me, they be like, man, nigga had his dad. And I could tell he's a respectful nigga. Like, if it's an altercation, my first, like we were just talking about violence, my first thought ain't, what's up, and let's get violent. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody invested time into your conversation.
Yeah, because you know, because, I mean, prison's real. Death is real. You know, situations are leading up to that are real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do y'all physically, do y'all whoop kids? What do y'all stand on? Like,
I ain't really got to, because I, you know, they respect me. You know, what I mean? I have before. Don't get me wrong, but
how many kids you got?
I got four.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you gotta be a peaceful nigga to not be whooping four kids' ass. Because I got two, and I feel like, and they 6 years, 2 days apart, same mama. But it's just like they
I'm
the same.
High as hell, bro. Five, my fault, bro. I got kids.
Hey, I'm butter too. But like I tell them all the time, y'all 6 years, 2 days apart, but y'all so the same. They both Leos.
Yeah.
They ain't taking no shit, especially that youngest one. Like, you feel me? It's like, I be kicking ass on the daily, but I don't really be whooping. I'm kind of like, you know, come here.
Yeah, my boy. Grab you up a little bit. Yeah.
My boys be straight. Now, I don't even got to yell at them niggas for real. You know what I'm saying?
See, my oldest, I ain't really, it's the shit that I'm trying to teach him where we go at it on. Other than that, you won't even know the niggas in the house. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, if I come out of my room or come in the house, you know how it was. Nigga, mama wanted that shit clean. Nigga, why are there dishes in this, you know, the shit like that. That's the shit that I'm at with him. Like, you can't, like, a dirty house ain't cool. If I walk in, nigga, and you walked in from school, nigga, and your whole setup.
My daughters about that shit, man. Them girls different when it comes to that shit, too.
Yeah. But you probably done spoil you. The girl's rotten too. So it's like, you know.
Yeah, but they know they ain't shit sweet too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, we ain't, we ain't coming up on no pretty girl privileges. Right. You know what I'm saying?
See, that's my thing. I got boys, so I don't know how I would even treat them.
Girls
little
different,
mama,
bro. I got three of them, bro.
I be catching myself like holding Nari with my niece at like, at a lesser standard. Like, I let her get away with it. Like, y'all find yourself doing that? Like, you letting your girls. Well, you ain't got no girls, Taji, but just know.
I got nieces, too.
Yeah, so you know what I mean?
Yeah, Maddie, she get away with murder.
Uh-huh.
I swear.
It's always that one to get away with murder, because my little niece, Marley, as soon as you see her, you like, shit, it don't matter what she did.
Give you that sad face. Did. Yep.
You
know. I'm telling you, man, $20.
And it worked, too.
Yeah, every time.
So, like, now when I asked about the, like, whooping and stuff, like, it all goes back to, like, a slave mentality, like, us as people, and like people in general, like, can we solve conflict without violence, man? Why do we gotta? Sometimes violence is necessary. I'm not even gonna lie, but a lot of this shit ain't gonna matter in the morning. You gonna wake up like, nice. Damn, I was tripping. Like, damn, that was some bullshit. But we didn't already call this. Like, we didn't already did this and cross some lines or something. That, you know what I mean? Over some petty stuff. Like,
yeah, it's like we could, but the next motherfucker really can't. You know, they get a little audience, man. Won't get silly. You know how it go.
And I think
That's the camera too. Like, definitely. Back in the day, you get whooped. Your niggas might heard it. Maybe the block.
A nigga records you before he help you.
I'm telling you, he records you. You're like, damn.
Nigga be down there leaking like a motherfucker. Like, nigga, call for help, nigga.
I think that's the thing too. Niggas don't know what niggas is ready to do after altercation, even if it's verbal.
I'm stepping the fuck out, bro. Like,
you know, even if
I'm
you not, step off, some niggas might.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the type of nigga, I can leave and not even think twice about it because I know I don't really give a fuck about the situation and I ain't disrespect you enough to come back and hurt me. So, you feel me? I can walk off and say that. But certain niggas will keep that with them all day. Like, nigga, this nigga, really? Nigga?
Do y'all, like, me? So what's the, I ain't gonna say, you ain't gotta go in details, but have you ever held a grudge? Like, it was one time in my life, I held a grudge for years, bro. But like, most of that shit. But that was some, you know, some definitely. Shit you don't do.
I'm a grudge holding ass. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I got that shit bad, bro.
Uh-huh. Me too, though.
Shit, I'm mad. I think I got better. 20 years ago.
And you know what it is, though? In this case, it's like, it be the people close. It's what hurts so much. It be the people closer to you to do something like, damn, you moving like that? That's for us. Like, it be the people that's closer to you. I never expected. You might expect some shit from old fuck, you know, from out the way. But like, damn, you right next to me. Like,
I hold a grudge, but I don't act on it. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
Right. You learn, you move on.
I'm one of them keep it in the back of my mind. You know what I'm saying?
Move accordingly.
Yeah.
I'm the type nigga, though, like, if it's big, I probably ain't gonna hold a grudge on it because I probably let it go that much. Or we done solved it. I done let it go that much. Like, you feel me? That's my nigga. I'm just let that shit go. But I'm a petty grudge holder. Like, nigga, shit you say or something. You said something behind my back or, you know, because them type of people motherfuckers are the most dangerous to me because it's like, you feel me? If you come in here and tell me your story, I probably won't even go home and tell my woman. Like, I'm like, damn. Like, you feel me? You, damn, that happened at your crib? Yeah, you know, damn, I'm going to hold that. I ain't going to. Yeah. Put it into the space because if I tell a motherfucker something, I wouldn't want a motherfucker to go tell a soul, nigga. That's how it go, nigga.
Man, the people I got grudges with will never know it, bro.
Yeah, but that's how it is. You smart enough to move accordingly.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? You might not definitely say nothing, but like, yeah, bro, I got to watch out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they would never know it, though. They would never know it, bro. Like, if I hold a grudge, I just hold it, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because you had to somewhat let something go to be holding the grill. You know what I'm saying? To hold it. You feel me?
Yeah.
So what's something for you, not even that personal, that is just a cutoff? Nigga, I never fuck with you again, nigga. Or a female, or you know what I'm saying?
Motherfucker steal from me.
Mm. Oh, man,
you
bro.
Steal? I can't fuck with you. I don't give a fuck. Like, facts. It's over.
Facts. Like, my real nigga, talk. If I got to watch shit
around, that's nigga, I female. You know
that's
what I'm
facts.
Saying?
Yeah. That's facts.
That's stealing shit? Nah.
That's probably it for me.
That's it.
I can probably take a lie, like, nigga, why you lying? Like,
yeah, lying ain't gonna. But
I can never trust you again, I'm fat.
But stealing, because I'm a type of friend. Like, I remember when we was young, nigga, I might be at my nigga's house. I called my brother for a week. Nigga, I ran out of clothes. Nigga, I'm taking his shirt. Nigga, you feel me? I'm letting you know I never take nothing from you, though. Because I expect, we go to my house, nigga, hey, nigga, I need these jeans, nigga. That's fine. You feel me? That's cool. You feel me? Like, but some niggas grow up just thieves, though.
Yeah, bro.
If you a thief, thief, bro.
I dealt with a woman like she was a petty, steal a couple of dollars from you, still broke you, just a petty thief. You're not even a fucking real.
Hey, did you see on Facebook when Shorty stole the pills?
What happened?
Did you see that shit? Dog, so I'm taking the shit. I'm gonna be hard 100. I'm taking the shit.
She came through like the Grinch.
Man, I'm taking the shit, man. I ain't gonna name no names or nothing. Man, I'm taking a deuce.
He's taking a deuce,
man.
And
my shorty hit me with a video, like a screen record. And I'm like, what's going on? She said, just watch it. And shorty's she's on Facebook Live. She got a phone up somewhere. This is in the city.
Yeah, it's in the city.
Yes. Hey, man. This is in the city.
God. That's in the city?
Bro,
who
in
got
the city?
The video?
Man. I think I get it.
But Shorty was talking, you know, she was like, yeah, we need to do something with some bud because we be spending too much on this and cool. And she went out the door, but she kept her Facebook Live up.
She came through like the outside. Bitch.
Yep, soon as Shorty went outside, Shorty popped in the camera. Taking the pills. You know, got pills in her hand. She looked in the camera and everything. Yes.
And the video never stopped. So, girl gets back on the video. And
yes.
Niggas start commenting. Oh, woo. Yeah, people see it. Pill bottle. She
live, cuz.
I know. I did.
Then she came back with a rebuttal. Yeah, I did it.
Yeah, she said, yeah, I just moved them around so I wouldn't take them.
Moved them around so they wouldn't take them.
She's like, I just moved them out the bag so they wouldn't fall off.
Listen, they say white folks is fucked up on these drugs. Niggas,
bro,
leave this shit alone, man. If it ain't no liquor, a little liquor, if you got a problem, I know we just leave it alone.
I'm too old to be trying to do
problem.
Was the pills in the baggie?
Man, they was in the bottle.
Oh, okay. See, they probably still was fake.
Yeah, they was. I think they was. I don't know.
I'm just saying. Then I seen motherfuckers drop dead on them, and then won't. I ain't seen RP. I love my niggas, but if you OD, it's like, bro, what the fuck are you doing, my nigga?
I'm too old to be trying new drugs. How y'all feel on shrooms, though? That's the wave now. Yeah, I'm scared, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'm a shroom man. I ain't
for real. Like, how would you describe how would you describe the feeling or whatever you want?
Because we asked everybody that said they did it.
Different. I ate the most I ever ate probably about 34 grams. I mean, yeah, 34 grams, bro.
At one time?
Yeah.
Oh my god. What you eat? Like, did you? Because my nigga, he puts it on a pizza or something. Or?
No, I had man's raw. Like, I just downed them.
Because one of our guests said it.
What did you see?
Man, it's deep, bro. You feel me? Mm-hmm. That shit at woo. Yeah, that's some life-changing shit, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because my homie, he said the chocolate bars, if you get the chocolate bars, it's not the full experience. He said the chocolate bars are like...
I mean, I did the bars, but I don't know how real shit.
Man, I ate a whole bar.
Yeah.
It was all right. It was straight.
When I ate the bar, nigga, I swear I felt like Pookie.
How many you eat?
I just ate like a half a bar.
Man, shrooms, that's my go-to, though. That's my drug of choice. Yeah, I can't even say it's a drug.
Yeah, because
it's organic. But
and I'm going to say this. I ain't even say this last time we talked about shrooms. I was on TikTok, and Shorty could have been capping. But I done read some of the Bible before, and I still do, you know. But every time something happened in the Bible, or sometimes when something happened in the Bible, they stumble across something and, you know, they indulge on it. And the shorty on TikTok was like, I think that they talking about shrooms. Mm-hmm. She says she did some shrooms, and she says she probably did too much. She said, but the angel came through her wall, and it didn't look like an angel like we think they look. It looked scary, and that's why I'd always say, be not afraid when the angel come. Remember they say that shit in the
Bible? Yeah, real talk.
Uh-huh. So they say that because the angels don't look like
how they think described.
They really look scary. You know, it's like seven of them or something, and all of them got something different, unique about them, but all of them got a bunch of eyes or
And she said she felt this off the shroom?
And she said the angel came through and said, be not afraid. And she was like, okay. And she said it was like, I'm just coming to tell you, like, why are you wasting your talent that God has gave you? Why do you waste your time doing this and that when you should be doing this and whoop-de-whoop? And she was like, I'll change it. And she was like, the angel was basically like, cool, and stay in the word and make sure you spread in the word. That's what the shorty said. Now she
doing that? Is she like a gospel or something?
No, she just little hippie little chick, you know. But she said that she's had many of trips, but that was one that sticks with her and she tell people about. Yeah, but that's not the first time though that I've heard a story like that, you know. Like, I've heard stories about shrooms. That's why I ain't took them yet.
Said you believe
I fell in a black hole, nigga, and off the shrooms, nigga. Nigga.
Like, get out? Like, the look?
Yeah, nigga. It was a fucking circle, nigga. I stood in the middle of the room, nigga. I was looking down. I was like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I'm looking around. Like,
yeah.
Like, what the fuck? And then these motherfucking lights came on, like, went all the way down. I fell all the way in that motherfucker. Oh, then when I got to the ground, the motherfucking lights was cutting off on the nigga and shit. I was like, damn,
nigga.
That's when I ate, like, I'm 34. Like, I was gone. I was probably, realistically, I was probably laying on the bed looking at the ceiling, bro. But I was out of there, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That much, shit, you out of here.
So somebody said, don't take the shrooms by yourself. They said, you'll go crazy.
Hell no. Don't take them by myself.
I think that would be the only way I could do it anyway, because it's like, if I trip out, let me trip out. I don't want you to be like, oh, you doing them with me? Like if me and my shorty do them, that's cool. We did the bar, but she flipped out on the bar. Like, she kind of ruined it.
You can't be around no bad vibes when you on the bags.
That's what I heard. It depends on your
How you. If you take them in a bad mood, you're gonna have a bad trip. Cause I done had some bad trips where I done fucking dwelled on shit. You feel me?
Damn. This little chick told me this one dude killed himself out of the shroom. He got a bad little
shroom. A shroom ain't even a violent entity, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Like Cheech said, Cheech told us that he cried watching the Nip documentary. Yeah. He was like, so much shit was going through his head about why they killed him and, you know, shit like that. But I think that anything from the earth, you know what I'm saying, it's for us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like when Tyson said he did the DMT shit off the frog.
The spirit molecule.
It's still fucking natural.
Aaron Rodgers did that. He went, but the Jets quarterback, he did that, and he locked himself in a dark room for like 36 hours, like a complete dark room. He did, he did that in some shrooms to get his, I don't know, it was like a...
he did DMT?
Yeah, DMT, and locked himself in a dark room. Like
they call that the spirit molecule.
Really?
Yeah. I got some. I never did it.
What?
I was scared of it. I ain't gonna hold you.
This chick was trying to get me to do some shrooms.
I couldn't do it.
Tyson said it make you feel like you're gonna die and it bring you back. He said you go through your whole life.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flair. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Flair, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
And bruh, back around.
My nigga did it and said, like, he was fucking locked up type shit. Uh-huh. Like, he felt like he was in prison for the last 8 years, bro.
See?
Wow. And he was only asleep. He was only out for like a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Dog.
2 minutes.
So have you seen that that episode of Joe Rogan when dude talking about his trip under the water and shit? Because if you haven't, nigga, that is...
Nah, what happened?
The nigga said he's on Joe Rogan. He said he did some shit. I guess it's DMT or something. And the nigga said that he lived like a year or something underwater. He had kids. He was like a merman. He said it was a community. It was like, he said he lived.
Was he hallucinating or was he actually doing it?
He was gone like 10, 15 minutes.
What did he do, the DMT?
Yeah, he did. It's him on, they got him on camera doing it in the fucking, not at Joe Rogan, but he's talking about it. And he's like, yeah, I've seen that video. Like, he slumped down in his seat all the way. And he said he was gone for months to a year or something like that.
Yeah, bro. Uh-huh.
And he's like a merman. He said he was coming up and nothing was there out of water. So, and he was going back into like the community. It was like going out of space or something, or going, you know.
Speaking of out of space, you know, NASA just confirmed it was aliens. Like, yes. NASA.
What you mean?
Like the NASA, somebody at NASA went under.
It was some type of.
They confirmed it's alien life.
It was some type of press conference.
I don't know.
It was some type of press conference.
When was this though?
It was like a week ago.
Yeah, a couple days ago. Nothing long ago.
He was like,
they confirmed that it's aliens, bro.
It's like one. I seen one nigga.
Yeah, look at this. I don't know what was, but she under oath on the Congress.
Yeah,
and it's the fact they found extraterrestrial activity.
You see the dude? He was talking about it. He was talking about the So you confirming to us that the vehicle y'all shot down, the aircraft y'all shot down, did not have human remains, and he said nothing in there was human. He said, and there was something in there. So I think they already know. Earth 15 been around since back in the day. We already been seeing that they've been exposing these motherfuckers that they ain't really been to space. They've been exposing this shit for years, bro. I seen a nigga walk up on that dude with a Bible. What's his name, Louis Armstrong?
Yeah, I seen it. He went and swear on the Bible. Like, what's one conspiracy theory that y'all agree wholeheartedly? Like, what's a conspiracy that, like, y'all just, like, I believe that, you know what I mean?
I believe the story of Jesus. I ain't trying to be religious, but it's like, it's a lot of that shit still going on. Like, but if you really dig into that, it's really a gangster story. It's like, man, y'all my niggas, and y'all know me. Y'all know how I am out here in these streets, so y'all know how I am.
What you talking about, black Jesus, nigga?
No, I'm just saying, that's the story, bro. And niggas was denying them, like, when they came to get Jesus, and they were like, who can confirm this nigga can walk on water and all that shit?
I don't know
no nigga named Jesus.
Somebody gave him out for 30 pieces of silver.
You feel me?
Sold him up the river.
You feel me? And this alien shit, you know, but...
Yeah, I always believe in aliens. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. They out here.
What got it for you, though? Because I'm gonna tell you what got it for me. And I was a young nigga.
What, find some alien shit? Yep. Man, shit. Shit that happened as a young nigga. You feel me? Like, when I was little, man, I was upstairs, dog, in my room, nigga. Like, I don't know. How you ever felt like something was just on you? Look, it used to be some weird shit cracking back in my crib back in the day. And shit, maybe my imagination was too big, but nigga, ever since then, nigga, I believe in aliens, nigga. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's certain places I ain't going. I ain't fucking with.
I'm gonna tell you, it's aliens for me too, because when you in school and they tell you that the galaxy's never ending and all this, there's all some shit out there.
Come on, bro, it got to be.
The fuck?
Plus the movies did help too, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Independence Day. He was really, that nigga Will showed out Independence Day. He was whooping them niggas. Nigga, he hopped in one of their vehicles and got back home. Nigga, fuck you, me. I'm going to steal one of your spots too. You feel
Speaking of Will, you know, Will, and you know, he got that with Bad Boy. And your name is, Facebook name is Martin Lawrence. Like, is it, like, where did it come from? Like, is it your favorite show? Like, what's your favorite?
Nah, that Martin D. Lorenz.
Uh-huh.
Man, that shit, Facebook took my name. You know what I'm saying? It was, you know what I'm saying, Tikka Village, Shakur.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever. They took my name, talking about an ID and shit. I was like, damn, I ain't doing all that.
Yeah. Thanks,
so I just typed in a little name, Martin D. Lorenz. They let me keep it. So I was like, fuck it, it is what it is. Like,
right.
But Martin named my name, though. You know what I'm saying? But
so what did I've been following you for years, just like your music and, you know what I'm saying? Where did the tiger tooth come from? The whole, because I felt like, man, this nigga, I ain't going to lie. I'm like, man, this is some different shit.
Yeah.
This nigga got a tiger tooth, but then you hear your music, it's like, oh, he's kicking that shit. So where did that come about?
That came from some niggas I was fucking with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That wasn't even like we was TTG.
TTM, yeah, that's what I was going to say. I feel like it was a movement at some time.
Yeah, it was, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we was moving like that, but we weren't, you know what I'm saying? We weren't rapping, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right, okay. Okay. Okay.
You know, my Vietnamese partner, man, they put me on. You know what I'm saying?
Uh huh.
That was like, you know.
So.
My reward to the game type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Big usually asks this. If there's an artist, name one artist and one engineer in the industry that you feel like you would fuck with off top. If you had no budget, like it's unlimited, you can do whatever you want. You got an artist, feature, and whatever producer you want. You know what I'm saying? I'm only asking that because I feel like you're going to give us something different than what we heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would go with, I'll say Rick Ross.
Mm.
Yeah.
Told y'all something different.
Yeah,
I knew he was going to say Ross, something different.
And Files on the producer shit. Right, man, shit, Timbaland.
Yeah, that's God. Different. I fuck with Timbaland, man.
Because we are talking timeless, ain't we?
Timeless,
yeah.
You feel me? Come on, man.
Touch is timeless.
Come on, man.
Hey, that was hard, right?
Because I was, I watched this video of him and Dirt Off Your Shoulders. I was him and Jay in the studio. Yeah, I was watching the other day. I'm like,
that
damn,
legendary.
He has
See, I love shit like that, bro. That's timeless shit. I think. It's over with for that. Like, you can't tell me a good story now unless it's some heat. You telling me how it came about? That's dope. Like when
Hit budget Boy, too. Shit,
you feel me? Like Hit Boy said, he said, "Man, I ain't dissing Donda or nothing." He said, "But it's just me and this man in the studio. You feel me? It ain't no whole bunch of writers, whole bunch of producers. It's just me and this man and me and my wife. We kind of got into a debate the other night." So I'm gonna ask you this question. We got into a debate the other night about, she said to her, it don't matter if the artist wrote it if it's hot. I told her that's cool, but only certain artists can do that, like Drake. We don't really care if Drake wrote it at this point. It's hot, he's Drake. If he hop on your track, it's gonna go.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what, anything he do, he don't miss. He don't miss. He gonna be on hip hop, pop. You know,
was that who Snoop was talking about? Like, he don't miss. That nigga don't miss. Like,
I don't know, but that's what I said. Does it matter to you though?
If they write down music or not?
With
certain artists, nah.
That's what I said.
You know what I'm saying?
I said certain artists because I said say like a Boosie. I said like a Boosie and a Starlito, them type, or Jeezy, them type that we really like felt. I said if they came out and said they didn't write that shit,
that would kill us.
My wife didn't understand.
That would kill us. It's different. It was killing us.
I told her, and I love you, baby. We wouldn't be surprised. I told you, baby. Like, Drake, we wasn't that surprised. Like, it's like, that's Jimmy. And anything he do, it's like I always said, with that Meek and you got a lot of flack. Everybody was talking about that.
What's that?
You said that Drake had the best one. A lot of people said,
I didn't say Drake had the best diss track.
It was bro.
Yeah, it was bro. Like,
yeah. But a lot of people said he was right, but a lot of people said he was wrong. But it was like, I think the game is just washed in that way, though. You know?
Yeah. Shit. He do be smacking shit, though. Mm-hmm. That nigga be smacking shit.
But we would be devastated if Boosie didn't write.
Oh yeah,
I call my bitch, talk to my bitch. And, you know, if Starlito, I heard Starlito say some shit one time. If a nigga say some shit, and I can damn near like cry, like nigga, what? How you put that together like that?
Come on, man.
You feel me? Like if Boosie came out, and Gucci, them niggas say, man, I ain't write that Sun Valley. Nigga, what? He's a fraud, nigga.
Yeah, piss us off.
Real talk.
Like, damn, good
wop. I remember you mentioned Rick Ross. So, you thinking about, are you going to bring the old school out to his car show next year? Or did you?
My shit, man, listen, man, my shit actually down right now.
It is?
Hell yeah.
What's wrong with it?
Man, that motherfucker running hot, man, and just need batteries and shit. My motherfucking trunk's broke on that motherfucker. Need new lock. Just
man,
a whole bunch of old school shit.
It's always something, bro.
Hell yeah. That shit might look good for them videos and shit, but after that, niggas putting them motherfuckers right out.
I'm telling you, man. It is.
I'm trying to get bigs. I've been asking Big about his for 10 years.
Yeah, I got that 7 tray.
What you got?
I got a 73 Vert.
Yeah. Dog. I got a 86 box Chevy, and I filled it up last week. I'm like, I'm going to drive it.
I tried bad from you.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah,
everybody. Yeah, I got a little sentiment. Yeah, I turned down nine bands. Nigga put nine bands in my lap.
Yep.
I said, nah, man, I can't do it. You know what I mean?
After he told me that, I stopped asking. I'm like, shit.
Nigga, nine bands. I'm like, oh, shit. I ain't going to say who. But
they ain't coming up.
I mean, that motherfucker's clean, though. Peanut butter, all original, and still be at clean?
Bro, the lady next door, she bought it off the showroom floor in 1986, Miss Johnson. God rest her soul. Off the showroom floor in the 80s. She was 60 when she bought it, in her 60s. She died back in 2018. And,
I never drove
She was in her 90s.
Damn.
Dog. And my granny lived next door to her since like 92.
Lucky.
I thought the car was blue. That's how far, few I seen it. So
damn.
She died in 18 and she was like a friend of family. Like, we gonna give y'all first dibs, y'all, you know, friend of family, yada yada. Mm-hmm. I said, for the price I got it, I couldn't pass it up. 2,500, 40,000 miles on it.
What's y'all's favorite car? Old school, new school, it don't matter. Favorite car.
Man.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm like a little two-seater, like an old Monte Carlo, like a...
I like him, like a little 63 Impala. Like some shit like Doughboys.
Oh, man, that motherfucker was hard.
Yeah.
That motherfucker was hard.
Big Worm right here, the Big Worm. Yeah.
Shout out to Dope
Man, you brought the curls out. Man, you brought the roller. What was your like? What was you feeling when you did that, man? Like the big one. That was dope as
fuck.
Yeah,
all that video.
Shit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just how I was feeling, man. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, shit, man, I'm ready to put this shit together real quick. Make sense.
I like that shit, bro, because even though, you know what I'm saying, you in the city and you ain't industry and all that, nigga, you still putting the effort in. Like, some niggas just ain't even from the beginning though, ain't really put effort in. When I see niggas that really done put the effort in to the videos and the production, like, you feel me? Like, that makes me like, shit, fuck rap. I want to make sure these niggas, that's how I be feeling. Like, if I had a budget, I think niggas would be mad at me because I'll be
Man, them videos, them budgets for them videos back in the 90s was like $100 million, $500,000.
Like, damn, nigga might want you to bring a drone out.
Come on, bro. You got niggas with package deals on these videos, man.
Thanks.
Niggas come through, give you five videos for a stack.
Who's your cameraman?
Oh, West End Goldie. Shout out West End Goldie.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Shout out West End Goldie.
That's my cameraman right there, man.
Because that nigga so, why is that nigga so versatile? That nigga.
He's exclusive.
That nigga do it all, nigga.
And he fuck with them sticks too. He got a YouTube page.
Yeah.
Stick Tactical.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he go hard on that though.
Stick Tactical. What are you talking about? Like straps?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Build them, putting them together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's dope. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he'll show you what's up with him.
That's hard. But my favorite car, I think, is the El Camino. I don't know. When I was as a young nigga, I was like, nigga, them motherfuckers is
that
hard.
A two-door?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I used to call them little trucks. My dad said, ain't no little truck. Nigga, that's a car truck.
My neighbor had one of the motherfuckers with 383 stroking that motherfucker.
Now, you feel me, though? I seen some clean ones. Like, the first one I ever seen was clean. It was red with, like, black rims, black tires. Like, it wasn't no, like, crazy rims. It looked like racing rims, racing tires. You know what I'm saying? And my second favorite is when that nigga got his, and that nigga Kane got his suited up. I was like, at 5.0.
I think he just auctioned that motherfucker off at 5.0. I think he didn't he just run a little auction.
Hey, that motherfucker.
It was about
hard.
Like a year ago. Yeah, I followed him on, I ain't heard that nigga saying. I know he was in Belly, but you know, that was a good movie growing up. Like,
Big Worm dropped is in China.
It is?
Yeah, that motherfucker, they want $500K for it.
What? Who the fuck? How the fuck you even get over to China? I go to show y'all culture is.
It's
official,
though.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's still running and everything. Nigga, like, they take care of their shit over there.
Niggas can say what they want about niggas, man. We don't get along, nigga, but you can't. We so fucking talented and so passionate. I think that's another reason why we can't resolve shit without violence, because us as black people, we've been through so much. We so passionate about the shit we stand on. You know what I'm saying? Some niggas gotta take it there for you to understand them. You know what I'm saying?
They say crabs in the bucket, but what people fail to realize, the bucket ain't the natural environment for the fucking crab. How we getting the bucket in the first place? How we getting this damn barrel? Like crabs ain't born in no damn barrel. They ain't.
Facts.
You go in the ocean, they ain't. You don't see no barrels in the fucking ocean.
Hey,
like, you know.
That's a great analogy, my nigga. That's a great analogy when you say crabs in a bucket, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not our natural environment, you know. But I think another thing is we would be better off if they taught us different. School sucks. School don't teach your kids about no. Everything that's history is black history, bro. Just think about it growing up. We color pictures of Christopher Columbus and this nigga committed genocide.
Black history is American history. Like,
you feel what I'm saying?
I'm one of them niggas, like, not get rid of Black History Month, but we should teach about Black history year-round. We built this country.
Everything that that people like or need, niggas did. The furnace in your crib is by a Black woman. Lights by a Black man. You feel me? The telephone. You know what? I need to call a nigga when he's not. I need to talk to my nigga when he ain't here. I need to let this nigga know what's going on.
Niggas is more so like, what's that gonna do for them today? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what type of time niggas is on right now.
Facts.
They gonna be like, oh, it's cool and dandy, but what's it doing for me today?
Right. I mean, that's,
you know what I'm saying?
Passion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you spoke on passion. We spoke on a little bit about music. Like, but I'm gonna ask you, where do you draw the line between music and like street politics? Like, can they co-entwine, and I'm speaking like Moe's on that Kodak stuff, like, can you put your code and pride for a big payday, for that million? Like, would you do the song 6ix9ine for the million?
Man.
Right now.
Man. Shit, yep.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Yeah,
sure would.
Real nigga
shit. Man, he got me fucked up. $1 million to do a track with this nigga here.
Yeah. Real nigga shit.
Yeah, I'm
gonna
do it.
Then going back to that.
It's a business.
Facts.
I'm an entertainer, ain't I? That's what I'm supposed to get paid to do. So why I'm gonna pass up $1 million for 12 bars off, you know what I'm saying? Some
facts. And niggas done did the street
like
shit.
Like Yak said, he ain't going in on a brick with him, bro.
Right.
That man got paid $1 million for his verse. Right. And kept it pushing. I would have took it too, bro.
Wax said he pulled up with his baby mama and he gave him a car too.
But a lot of people, I ain't in the streets, so I don't know too much street politics. I don't know, but a lot of people I see like bragging on Kodak. Like, damn, but why Kodak, you bragging on 6ix9ine, why you give your homeboy a pass? Like, why did you give your people his stuff is in the mix, you know, some rats. Yeah. Like, why do you're in the club every weekend with him, but you ain't gonna take a million from 6ix9ine?
Right. You know, that's what he get paid to do. He actually, you know what I'm saying? He's a musician.
And I'm going to tell you like this. It's cool to be an artist. You know, because some of the most talented niggas is caught up in the streets or caught up in a situation that, you feel me? They talented, though. You feel me? Talent outweighs that. Poetry outweighs all that. So if you can rap your way out of your situation for a better situation for your kids and your future, but niggas gotta understand gangsta rap don't even go together because gangsters don't say shit about nothing. You know what I'm saying? Niggas get lucky. Yo Gotti's. Now niggas will be on Rico's.
That's what they getting.
Yeah, that's exactly what they getting.
I'm just saying, this nigga, the niggas we really grew up listening to, they still out here. OJ the Juice, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Them real street niggas, the slick pullers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Them niggas. A lot of niggas went down, but a lot of niggas today could not. This shit, you know what I'm saying? Gucci and them niggas was talking real bricks and where they was getting it and doing it and where niggas getting hit at. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm going to ask you this. So me and Five snitching. So me and you say, hey, man, give me a ride to work. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm a working Joe, 9 to 5, nothing, got nothing to do with nothing. And the police pulls over on the way to taking the work. But you like, oh, man, I got this dope. You throw the dope in the back seat. And if I'm like, oh, that ain't my dope, I don't know who has dope. It got to be his dope. Is that snitching?
That's snitching. But you a civilian, though.
Yeah.
But you a regular civilian. But you definitely snitching, though.
Yeah. I'm man ain't going to say, nah, why would your mans put you in that situation? Like, that's my dope, you know?
I'm real enough to say this. If me and you, to me, that's telling.
It's telling.
I'm going to say it's levels to snitching.
It's telling, then
it's snitching.
I would have said some shit straight.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because telling is telling. Snitching is when you snitch after it happened and you got caught.
So if us three said, be fines, you going to be the driver. Me and bro going to run in and we're going to do whatever we got to do. We come back out. If one of us get caught, okay, before we leave that situation, we say, cool, that's cool with you. That's cool with you. Cool, ready, break. Let's go do what we went to do.
If you know what you're doing, getting yourself into.
That's snitching to me.
That's snitching.
Or if we out here and we getting it and you know where we getting it from and you get hit and you tell on me and where we getting it from, nigga, you snitching.
Look, civilians tell on you. Your niggas snitch on you.
Okay.
You feel me?
Who was in the car when you shot him? Him.
You're going to expect that from him. You can't even call him a rat or nothing.
Right. Nothing. But see,
he go to work, bring the bag.
This is the only, I ain't going to say pass,
But like I'm a civilian too, but I think we all come from the hood. We all hood niggas. You know what I'm saying? Some niggas just remain fire hydrants. Yep. They don't jump in the streets, but they right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I think that like the only pass or anything I'm gonna give 6ix9ine is real gangsters should have said, this is too far. This nigga's gonna tell on everybody. You know what I'm saying? Niggas know who to, like, Doe. We already said that. Yeah. When bro wanted to get out the car, he let him out.
That was the gangster part of the movie.
He let him out. But yeah. He ain't even supposed to be here.
It's he's a difference.
Real gangster, you know what I'm saying? It's real gangster. I'm not gonna put my nigga.
They ain't force him, man. They ain't force him.
Right.
You feel me? And then treat him different when he seen him the next day.
Nah,
I love you, bro. You still got one brother left.
Come on, bro.
Thank you. I love you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Bro. But if you my friend, like you said, I'm not even gonna put you in that situation. Nah, Doe, let me out.
But check one, two. It's a difference between a street nigga and a hood nigga. Like,
thanks.
You can be in the hood. My granny, she don't go to, she go to church. She go to Kingdom Hall. She's Jehovah's Witness. She don't gamble, don't smoke, but she's a hood granny. She's in the hood.
Yeah.
But she ain't in the street. She ain't moving up. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, yeah. It is a difference.
You can have a hood uncle or the hood, you know,
it's like thugs and gangsters. Like,
but that's where
you can have the hood nigga to go to work every day. You know what I mean?
Facts. But yeah. Plenty of hood niggas that go to work every day. You know what I'm saying? Like you said though, like back in the day, it was different. It was just kind of different. We know not to do nothing in front of Miss Rose's house.
But
she been here 35 years. She going to check you herself. That's
what's
the scene.
What's more dangerous, a street nigga or a hood nigga?
I say a hood nigga. Hood nigga.
I think a nigga.
Dangerous in like what way?
I'm going to say what B-Fine say. The nigga that don't have no business down here. He from the outskirts. Not saying that niggas can't be hustlers and from wherever, but the nigga that don't really have a reason, he's just in the way. Like, you feel me? Some niggas don't is too cool to, like, to go to job. You feel me? Go get a job. Man, I'm not gonna get a job. Nigga, my mama got nice shit.
Right.
I grew up having nice shit. I'ma have nice shit. My nigga down the way got that shit. You know, and them is the niggas that we be like, damn, ain't need no bros getting down. Like, I thought bro work at the bank. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But because it's dangerous. And I know how dangerous it is. So I'm not going to put myself in the line of fire because to me, my situation ain't deep enough. I ain't never fought another nigga's situation. Because right. I know niggas that grew up in school. And you seen these niggas all these years growing up in school. And when you hit high school, them niggas got bread. Like, damn, my nigga done. I remember my nigga.
Yeah, that's a lot of niggas like that.
You know what I'm saying? They got to take care of their little brothers and little sisters and their mama. You know, their situation's fucked up. It just kills me to see the niggas that, like, we all got opportunity, but some niggas don't get the opportunity because of the house.
Yeah, some people start adulthood behind the eight ball. And that's what I'm like touch on. Like, I'm all about, shit's different now, but I'm not going to bag on a young nigga in their early 20s, teens. I was doing the same fucking shit. Like, facts. I be seeing people like, I ain't never seen kids act like this. You was fighting fucking every fucking week.
Right.
In high school. You know what I mean?
Whooping bums and shit. Niggas whooping bums and stealing mopeds.
Wrong is wrong, but. No, seriously. Wrong is wrong, but we can't shit on the youth. It's the same shit we was doing.
But they taking it far, though.
They are.
They're not compared to us, though. Hell no, man. These little niggas playing with, man. They really telling you.
I think every generation has got worse.
Yeah.
Like, you had the generation where niggas is just fighting. Niggas get their ass whooped. Then you got niggas that's like, nigga, I ain't getting my ass whooped.
Bro, if you had a revolver when we was in high school, you was the man. Yeah. Man, niggas got switches.
I was 13, 14 with a pistol.
Yeah.
Running through, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. Uh-huh. But these niggas is 13, 14 with bodies. With ass. Right. You feel me?
Yeah.
Right. I had man on me back then. These niggas was using their shit now.
Man, they got big glocks.
That shit then went up. You feel me? Right. Like, right. These little niggas is killing. These niggas ain't
got more value.
You also got, you also got,
it's got a lot more value.
Nigga.
You got the influence. You got niggas that, niggas are.
And it's televised.
Niggas will get it, like they, you know, niggas will get a kid to do some shit because the kid, like, nigga, what? All this to do that? Nigga, that I'm wearing.
Come on, don't take much for these little young niggas. Nah. They got three bands.
Nah, especially when you see your OG come through and he got everything that you want. These old niggas is pulling up in Mozzies and shit.
Hey, three bands out of 20s and a promising spot on the squad.
You feel me?
Yeah. Nigga go.
We'll take whatever, yeah.
Man, that little nigga, they ain't even eat last night. He got three bands and he
It's over.
He riding a rental truck. And nigga don't even own the truck.
It's my fucking probably never go back.
I'm telling you.
So I'm going to say this. Since it gets worse every generation, what you think is the worst generation? Because to me, this ain't the worst generation. Especially for like drug addicts and shit. Like, it's a reason why motherfuckers is like this now.
The little motherfuckers that's right up under us. I'm telling you.
Like early 20s, them motherfuckers. Like
2000s,
man,
2000s,
bro. Like
2003 babies on.
Man. I got to say 2000.
they are nuts, buddy.
Man, they killing.
Yeah, they are
you
nuts.
You feel me? They killing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they are nuts, buddy.
These little niggas ain't going to play with you.
Nah,
and they got switches
and
now.
And the music, bro. Like,
bro, nigga.
Look at the influence, bro.
No, everybody say real quick. I was about to go to Gun Rangers and look nigga about the way, bro. So we gets in the car. Man, he said, where your straps at? Man, he got a bag. He start pulling off. Nigga, I'm going to turn the block, man. We got to, bro. Put that shit in the
house. Yeah, switch on it.
Man, had a switch.
Man, come on, man.
We going to Knob Creek, man. They don't care, nigga. I'm not fucking shit. Around. Shit, you know what fuck fucking no. Nah, I'm come cool, on, bro.
Them other people gonna pick you up off that.
Yeah, hey. Fuck you know the bullshit.
The two dangerous things in the world right now is a young nigga to try and run in the stores and shit, and a young nigga wanting a mask on.
And Pooh-shice the mask. I went to Thornton's on. 100-degree
weather with a hoodie on.
I went to Thornton's on a late night, bro. It was
these little niggas built different. Man, it was like 98 the other day. Man, you little niggas had black shirt, nigga, black hoodie, man. Nigga. I was like, man, I know dudes hot as a motherfucker, bro.
Man, ain't going out, man. I went to Thornton's one night. And it was about 10 of them niggas in there. I turned around, bro. I get some gas somewhere else. I'm like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck you
If you
know.
Live in Kentucky and you know how hot it is, or if you live in Louisville, my fault, and you know how hot it's been, and you see one of them little niggas, that's a juggernaut. Cause ain't no way.
And be holding a Draco in that motherfucker.
You feel
too.
Me? You don't even know what nigga walk up smooth.
Come on, bro. You don't even know he got
bro.
It.
You got a lighter? You feel me? And I'm a barber. I done been on the sidewalk plenty of days. What's up, big bro? You can get me together one day. Yep. Cool. I might come back through here. Cool. Little nigga come back through. Cool. You mind if I put this in your drawer? Put that in the ceiling.
Dude. Nigga took that motherfucker out like that. Yeah,
you feel me? Like you feel me? But that's why niggas be like, man, you keep the doors locked over here. I'm like, yeah, cause you never know who you letting in. Like I might genuinely let you in. Bigger. You know what I'm saying? But you got this motherfucker for a reason.
Yeah, I was fucking with this real talk, bro.
Like, most of them got it for no reason.
Yeah,
just for the show.
Yeah, but
it's part of the outfit.
Yeah, but the reason is niggas is. You got to understand, I think this is the most scared generation. There's so many bodies because niggas is like you said, this little nigga might not eat tomorrow. It's that scary to him that nigga cool.
Them young hoes is gang too, man.
It's like when the last time you seen a young nigga fight. Them niggas ain't fighting no more.
It's only the females fighting these days, bro.
You're not going to see the niggas, the little niggas, the young niggas. You ain't going to see them at the bus stop like this.
It's over.
It's past that. If that was going to happen, that would have happened in school.
When's the last time you seen a fight that wasn't females drunk rolling around?
It's always females.
Yeah, bro.
So what you think has changed though? Because we was I think our generation here. Was the same. We had the same amount of music. We had boosting them
these niggas is getting raised by the bitches, bro.
That and this phone.
These
bro.
Niggas, you got a fucking woman raising these niggas. Like when he bump his head, he do some stupid ass shit. And he come home, he's mad. She let a nigga smoke in his room instead of checking him. Hey. Calling his uncle or some old shit.
Ain't that some goofy ass shit?
You a bad motherfucker for that.
I was dealing with a female, bro. She said,
"That's real shit."
Little story.
That's real shit. Let a nigga smoke.
Come on, man. Can't control the nigga.
Freshman year in high school, her son like, man, he got caught smoking outside. What's his punishment? He can't smoke outside. He got to smoke in the house. What type of fucking punishment is that? Hey. That ain't no fucking punishment.
That's fucked up right there. Damn. But you so motherfucking right, bro.
Like, he just can't smoke with his friends, but he got to smoke by himself.
Bro, that was so real
bitch.
What he just said, though.
Hey, for real,
that's
bro.
A bad motherfucker,
and another thing, it's
ain't
the phone,
got no
bro.
Daddies, dog.
If a nigga get whooped now, the whole world's going to see. You might be a meme, your mama, your uncle. Nigga in California, your cousin ain't seen in 20 years. Damn good, you just got your ass whooped last. Oh, yeah, man. You know what I mean?
Like, and then young niggas are different, too. They'll pull up to your mom's crib with that shit. And get to spraying with whoever's in there.
Oh, cars, too?
With something that, like, where the fuck you get this at?
Right. Come on, something they can't even control.
Hell no.
I'm going to tell you this, too. Every real nigga I know got a nigga over them. I don't care if it's an uncle, a dad. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Because every real nigga I know with a dad done not thump with their dad, but then had to feel that nigga. Like, you feel me? I done, my daddy done been tired. Nigga, I'm tired of you.
Bro,
nigga.
You can tell who didn't have
I went heads up with my daddy.
I mean, too. Yeah.
But I
lost. For sure.
Man,
for
listen.
Shaking. He broke me down to some shit I didn't even know what it was.
A sound of respect, I let him have his way with me, man. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna try to fight the nigga back. Hey. He wanted to slam me, I let him slam me.
I'm thinking the nigga.
You feel me? You know what I mean?
I'm thinking the nigga just go to work and
lost the battle, won the war.
Hey, this nigga broke me down to some shit. And this nigga ain't never been in the army or nothing. He broke me down to some shit that I didn't even know I was in until I was in it. And he was like, "You done?" I'm like, "I gotta be."
Yeah, come on, man.
I'm telling
you. I gotta be.
Man, it was a pleasure talking to you guys.
Yes, it was, man.
Yeah,
probably
yeah,
one of the best ones yet. What you got going? Like, tell me what you like for the
man. Shit, just working, trying to get this music shit out the ground. Man, I got some tapes. I'm ready to try to drop and shit like that.
But where can they find you at on Instagram? Or whatever?
Man, Instagram at Tigavelli _ Jihad, and on YouTube just Big Tiger BIGGTIGER. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And support your artists, man. Support the pod, man.
And
it's just for y'all, man.
The podcast is Big and Lazy, as you know. Mm-hmm. So we ask every artist to give us something big and lazy. So give us something to eat, good place to eat, and something to watch on TV, YouTube, or whatever.
Shit, something to eat. Shit.
What's up, good spot. I remember using E Lounge lamb chops for a while.
Yeah, E Lounge is good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Date was running that shit. That shit was fire. I ain't gonna lie. But motherfucking, if I was on the food tip, man, shit, I would say Bonefish. You feel me? They got something nice. It's one at Hirschborn.
Yeah, they talking about.
Yeah, Bonefish is, you know, is exquisite.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's nice. You know what I'm saying? Find something to watch. It's some shit on Hulu called This Food. It's a Mexican. It's funny as a motherfucker.
Hey, Mexicans got some funny shows. Yeah, George Lopez is a funny nigga.
His son is on that shit.
Ah, really?
George Lopez is funny as fuck. Man, funny as a motherfucker.
This Food, okay.
I found that George
Lopez.
It's
called This Food. That motherfucker's funny as hell.
I found that George Lopez was funny because I was getting high as a young nigga. I was probably like 12, 13, and I went in the house, and that was like what was on.
Right.
And I was like, this nigga was...
Yeah, they crazy on this motherfucker.
Mexican niggas is crazy, man.
Yeah, I just watched that the Venom of the Hot Cheetos. I watched this little movie. It was a Mexican guy. Like he what's his name? I can't take it anymore. It's on Hulu. It's he invented the Hot Cheetos. Like the factory's about to shut down and he went home and, you know, took him little spices they put on corn and shit and just put it on some old chips and ran the bag. He was a janitor type shit. Like he was just on some old
He was a good movie. Some of that Mexican weed.
Hey, and before it's over, shout out my man's too. I forgot my man's name.
Hey, shout out to the producer and motherfucking engineer, the motherfucking brains.
I'm telling you, man, he's the bar. I'm a hell of a setup, man. Yeah, if you need a podcast done, we trying to get something going.
If you need a podcast, an interview. Whatever you need,
man. If you got your OnlyFans crack, he shoot pornos too.
Hey, man,
he be on the pornos, bro.
Yeah, he shoot them pornos.
Hey. You got your Coco Productions, bro. Hey,
y'all don't have to. Hey, look, y'all ain't gotta at nobody else but Brandon Haywood on Facebook, and he's pulling up. If you got a product, you need a motherfucking commercial. Hit this man. Do not go without content.
And we out.
Come on, did
Big and Lazy.
Laura, mute your mic,
cause
I'm on
here.
Cause I'm
at recording.
What's that?
Nigga said, it's stupid ass bitch.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support and keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.